Canto 6, Chapter 3. Yamaraj instructs his messengers. The king said, "What was the reply of the god, the king of Dharma, Yamaraj, after he had heard what his servants had to say about the obstruction of his ardor when they were defeated by the servants of the slayer of Mura, Krishna, he who rules all people of the world? O Rishi, this thwarting of the order of a god like Yamaraj was a thing unheard of. I am convinced that no one but you, O sage, can remove the doubts of the people concerning this matter." Sri Shuka said, "The servants of death, O king, whose plans had been frustrated by the men of the Supreme Lord, informed their master Yamaraj, the ruler of the city of Samyamani, as follows." The Yamaduta said, "How many controllers are there factually in this material world, O master? Who are the ones responsible for the consequences of performing the three kinds of activities? Given the many authorities in this world to chastise the sinner or not, for whom would there be the bitterness of death when one is brought before you, and for whom the nectar of immortality of Vaikuntha? Considering the diversity of rulers over the many karmis in this world, should there not be one central administrative rule like one has with the different heads of state departments? In that sense, you would be the one supreme master and ruler over all beings, including the other controllers. You would be the master of punishment to tell right from wrong in human society. But in this world, none of that can be found. Now your order, the punishment you ordained, has been contested by four of the most magnificent and perfect beings. They forcibly cut the ropes and released this sinner, who by us, according to your order, was taken to the places of requital. About those who so quickly arrived and said, 'Do not fear,' when the word Narayana was uttered, we would like to hear from you, please." The son of Vyasadeva said, "He, Lord Yamaraj, the controller of all living entities, thus being questioned, replied his servants, pleased as he was to be reminded of the lotus feet of the Lord. Yamaraj said, 'Superior to me, there is another one, another Lord, who is as the warp and woof of cloth to all the mobile and immobile living beings. In him, the entire cosmos is found, and of him there are the partial aspects of the maintenance, Vishnu, creation, Brahma, and destruction, Shiva, of this universe. The entire creation is controlled by him like a bull is by a rope through its nose. The way one ties oxen to a rope, he ties the people with different basic denominations and duties to his word, according to which they scrupulously carry their offerings to him. I myself, the Lord of Death, Indra, the King of Heaven, Niriti of Chaos, Varuna of Water, Chandra of the Moon, Agni of Fire, Shiva of Destruction, Pavana of the Air, Brahma of Creation, Surya of the Sun, Vishvasu of Beauty, the Eight Vasus of Goodness, the Sadhyas of Cultivation, the Marats of the Wind, the Rudras of Anger, the Siddhas of Perfection, and the other souls creating order in the universe, as also immortal rulers like Brihaspati and sages like Bhrigu, have, despite being ruled by goodness and being free from the lower qualities of passion and ignorance, under the influence of his Maya, no knowledge of his motives. And how much more would that not apply to others besides them? He, the Supersoul, present in the heart of all living beings, can factually not be seen or known through the senses, the mind, the breath, or by means of ideation and words, just like the different parts of the body cannot see the eyes watching over them. The attractive servants of the independent, transcendental Lord ruling everything, the master of Maya, the great soul, generally move around in this world with his physical qualities and nature. Vishnu's servants, the Vishnu Dutas, who are worshipped by the enlightened souls, have forms rarely seen that are most wonderful to behold. They protect the mortals devoted to the Lord from enemies and from my men, so that they are protected from practically every side. The great rishis, the gods, the best of perfection, and the demons, the humans, as also the souls founded in knowledge, and the celestial singers and such, have no knowledge of the full of Dharma that is enacted by the Supreme Lord in person. Lord Brahma, Narada, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Kapila, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, the son of Vyasa, and I myself, we, these 12, have knowledge of the Bhagavata Dharma, the emancipation in surrender to the Supreme Lord, my dear servants, that is most confidential, transcendental, and hard to grasp. He who understands it achieves eternal life. We all recognize that for the people living in this material world, the yoga of devotion unto the Supreme Lord, beginning with the singing of the holy name, constitutes the supreme dharma. Just consider, my sons, how by pronouncing the holy name of the Lord, even Ajamila was delivered from the noose of death. Even this sinner Ajamila attained liberation when he, at the moment of his death, innocently with Narayana, called for his son. This much of the congregational singing of the qualities of his names and deeds is enough as proof of goodwill to remove the sins of man. Great personalities practically always do not know this truth, this lead, for their minds got bewildered by Maya, the illusory energy of the goddess, and because their intelligence to a great extent was dulled by the burden of the fruitful activities and the sweetness of the flowery language of sacrificing as prescribed. Knowing this, sharp-minded souls with all their heart take to the yoga of loving the Supreme and Unlimited Lord. Such persons, therefore, do not deserve my punishment, and if there would be any fall down of them, that also will be destroyed by the high praise they voice. They, the devotees, who with an equal vision are of surrender to the Supreme Lord, and whose sacred histories are proclaimed by the demigods and perfected souls, you should never approach, for they are fully protected by the maze of the Lord. It is not to us to punish them, just as it is not given to time itself to tell right from wrong. Communities of transcendental swan-like souls, who free from material attachment are of self-realization, continuously relish the honey of the lotus feet. But they who enjoy a household life in desires of attachment are on the path that leads to hell. Bring those before me who in their falsehood turned against Mukunda, the Lord of Liberation. They who run from the truth and fail in their duties unto Lord Vishnu, they whose tongues never express the names and qualities of the Supreme Lord, who do not carry him in their heart or remember his lotus feet, and not even once bowed their heads to Krishna, bring them all before me. I pray that he, the Supreme Lord, the original and oldest person, Lord Narayana, will excuse me for the impudence of my servants. We, me and my men, acted in ignorance, and therefore we with folded hands beg the most venerable all-pervading personality of Godhead for forgiveness. Sri Shuka said, therefore, O descendant of Kuru, understand that the glorification of Lord Vishnu is the ultimate form of atonement, the best that one can do in the world to deal with one's sins, however great they are. The hearts of those who always listen to and sing about the heroism of the Lord that wipes away all sin are by their devotional service, their bhakti, very easily purified, while such a thing is not as easily brought about when one is merely of vows and rituals. He who holds on to the honey of Krishna's lotus feet will not again desire to enjoy the illusory quality of nature that brings distress. Anyone else, however, who, enchanted by lust, tries to do something to cleanse the passion out of his soul, will surely find the passion reappear. The servants of Yamaraj, by the words of their master being reminded of the greatness of the Lord, thus all stood perplexed. From then on, O King, they feared to see the person, the devotee, who is fearless because of taking shelter of the Infallible One. When the most powerful sage, the son of Kumbha, Agastya Muni, resided in the Malaya mountains and worshipped the Lord, he told me this most confidential history.